एवं स विप्लवित सर्व सॉरी एवं स विप्लवित सर्वधर्मा।
अच्छा अच्छा, इसमें परवर्ड नहीं है तो दूसरा शो लिखा हुआ है। ठीक है, हम इसको रिसाइट करेंगे फिर आगे जाते हैं।
एवं स विप्लवित सर्वधर्मा तास्या पति पति तो गर्य कर्मणा निपात्य मान निरये हत व्रता सद्यो विमुक्त भगवन नाम ग्रहन।
अजामिला वॉज अ ब्राह्मण हु बिकॉज ऑफ बैड एसोसिएशन हैड गिवन अप ऑल ब्राह्मणिकल कल्चर एंड रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स। बिकमिंग मोस्ट फॉलन ही स्टोल ड्रैंक एंड परफॉर्मड अदर अबॉमिनेबल एक्ट्स। He even crept a prostitute. Thus he was destined to be carried away to hell by the order carriers of Yamaraj. But he was immediately rescued simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name Narayan. Abhi ye wala shlok, this shlok.
Nata param karma nibandha krintanam मुमुक्षताम तीर्थ पदानुकीर्तनात् न यत् पुनः कर्म सुसंजते मनो रजस्तमोभ्याम कलिलम ततोऽन्यथा नाता परम कर्म निबंध कृन्तनम् मुमुक्षताम तीर्थ पदानुकीर्तनात् न यत् पुनः कर्म सुसंजते मनो रजस्तमोभ्याम कलिलम ततोऽन्यथा नाता परम कर्म निबंध कृन्तनम् मुमुक्षताम तीर्थ पदानुकीर्तनात् न यत् पुनः कर्म सुसंजते मनो रजस्तमोभ्याम कलिलम ततोऽन्यथा। नात परम कर्म निबंध कृन्तनम् नाता परम कर्म निबंध कृन्तनम् मुमोक्षताम तीर्थ पदानुकीर्तनात् न यत् पुनः कर्म सुसंजते मनो
राजस्तमो क्या माता जी।
नाता परम कर्म निबंध कृन्तनम् मुमुक्षताम तीर्थ पदानुकीर्तनात् न यत् पुनः कर्म सुसंजते मनो रजस्तमोभ्याम कलिलम ततोऽन्यथा।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशंस बाय इंग्लिश श्लोक प्रभुपाद। न नॉट अत देयरफॉर परम बेटर मीन्स कर्म निबंधना द ऑब्लिगेशन टू सफर और अंडरगो ट्रिबुलेशन द ऑब्लिगेशन टू सफर और अंडरगो ट्रिबुलेशन एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज Krintanam, that which can completely cut off. Mumukshatam, of persons desiring to get out of the clutches of material bondage. Tirthapada, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at whose feet all the holy places stand. Anukirtanat, then constantly chanting under the direction of bona fide spiritual master. Na, not. Yat, because. Puna, again. Karmasu, in fruitive activities. Sajjate, becomes attached. Mana, the mind. Raja tamobhyam, by the modes of passion and ignorance. Kalilam, contaminated. Tata, thereafter. Anyatha, by any other means. Translation and purport by His Guru Angad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. We will once again read the translation of the 45th verse, which did not have the purport, the one before this. Ajamila was a Brahmana who, because of bad association, had given up all Brahmanical culture and religious principles. Becoming most fallen, he stole, drank, and performed other abominable acts. He even kept a prostitute. Thus he was destined to be carried away to hell by the order carriers of Yamaraj. But he was immediately rescued simply by a glimpse of the chanting of the holy name Narayana. Now the translation of this purport, of this verse. Therefore, one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name, fame, form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at whose feet all the holy places stand. One cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods such as pious atonement, speculative knowledge and meditation in mystic yoga, because even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities again. Unable to control his mind, which is contaminated by the base qualities of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Purport. It has actually been seen that even after achieving so-called perfection, many karmis, jnanis and yogis become attached to material activities again. Many so-called swamis and yogis give up material activities as false, jagan mithya. But after some time, they nevertheless resume material activities by opening hospitals and schools or performing other activities for the benefit of the public. Sometimes they participate in politics, although still falsely declaring themselves sannyasis, members of the renounced order. The perfect conclusion, however, is that if one actually desires to get out of the material world, he must take to devotional service, which begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. The Krishna consciousness movement has actually proved this. In the Western countries, many young boys who were addicted to drugs and who had many other bad habits, which they could not give up, abandoned all those propensities and very seriously engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord as soon as they joined the Krishna consciousness movement. In other words, this process is the perfect method of atonement for actions performed in Raja and Tama, passion and ignorance. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.19, Tada rajastamo bhava kamalobhadayashaye chetae terana vidham sthitam sattve prasidati. As a result of the Raja and Tama, one becomes increasingly lusty and greedy. But when one takes to the process of chanting and hearing, one comes to the platform of goodness and becomes happy. As he advances in devotional service, all his doubts are completely eradicated. Vidyate hridaya granthesh chidyante sarva samshaya. Thus the knot of his desire for fruitive activities is cut to pieces. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's purport is itself so amazing that there is hardly any need to discuss it. But for our purification and for pleasing the devotees under whose instruction I am sitting here, I personally don't have any qualification externally or internally, but under the instruction of His Grace Asim Krishna Prabhu, just trying to serve the devotees.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta pad kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya desha tarine namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratushe namaha he krishna karuna sindho dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpataru bhyascha krupa sindhu bhyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare mukam karoti vachalam pangum nangayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri guru tilatarana
hare krishna yahan par here in these verses in shrimad bhagavatam text 45th and 46th what a beautiful description of superiority of bhakti path is given prabhupada Shukadeva Goswami says therefore one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name fame form and pastimes of the supreme personality of godhead at whose feet all the holy places stand one cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods jai shri shri radha raj bhari ji ki shri shri gaur nitai ki shri sita ram lakshman hanuman ki so the superiority of the process of bhakti is highly glorified here and all the other processes including karma gyana as we have read several hundreds of times in Prabhupada's books is again repeated by Shukadeva Goswami and then by Srila Prabhupada we find that in this world many people say work is worship if you go to distribute Bhagavad Gita many people say what is the need of studying this knowledge because already I am doing my work very nicely and that itself is worship karma hi puja hai but actually in Bhagavad Gita Krishna clearly explains that yes work is worship if you perform the work in a very divine way in a very divine consciousness for a very divine cause and then work becomes worship then it becomes devotional service then it doesn't remain karma or jnana or other things so other processes which are prescribed in the Vedic scriptures because one may ask why are these processes prescribed in the Gita or prescribed in the Vedic scriptures if they are not required so they are prescribed because they help a person to elevate himself gradually to become responsible to become accountable for example if I am a human being and if I recognize There is someone called Indra giving me rains. There is someone called Chandra giving fruits and giving juices and nutrition to the vegetables and fruits. Then I'll be a little grateful. I'll be accountable. Okay, I have someone above me. I become responsible that whatever I get, I must endeavor and I must also surrender to someone. So there is a gradual way of elevation. But then after many, many lifetimes, when one actually comes to the pinnacle of the purpose of all the Vedic processes, then one comes to the platform of devotional service. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanman mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So ultimate thing is Vishnu worship. Ultimate platform is Vishnu worship. That is the goal of Vedic scriptures. That is the goal of all the processes, all the teachings given in the Vedic scriptures. And this highest perfection of coming to Krishna consciousness can be achieved in two ways. One is by going through the Varnashram process and by following Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And another is directly by following Bhakti. And this is discussed in 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is discussed in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. For example, let us talk about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. What is the meaning of Dharma? Dharma means, if you see, we all have karma when we have come to this material world. We all have material desires. So when a living entity has material desires, Krishna has given a process. Fine. You follow Dharma. From there you get Artha properly. And then your karma will be fulfilled. For example, when one earns money by doing some profession or some business or some job, he should do it within the domain of the Dharma, following the rules and regulations prescribed for mankind. If one doesn't follow, then still he may get money. For example, one may take bribe, one may earn money through some other wrong means. But if one does that, the artha earned by adharma will not fulfill the karma. Which means, if I earn money by wrong means, that money will not give me happiness. If I make relationship with a woman, which is against the dharmic principles, then I'll not get happiness by that relationship. And we have example of America and many other Western countries in front of us. So much money is there in America. A person who is declared to be under poverty line in America can be one of the richest persons in India. So such a person also faces problems. Big people. In America, just in a small part of America, crime is more than the entire country of India. If money could give them happiness, earned by any means, then why are there crimes, rapes, murders, and other problems more than other countries? Because the money that is earned there is not by following dharma. It's by following adharma, most of it. That's why. So like that it is supposed to be. So Vedas don't deny sense gratification. Vedas say you can accept sense gratification, you can enjoy sense gratification, but within the domain of dharma. But what is bhakti? Bhakti is sau sunar ki ek lohar ki. What is the meaning of sau sunar ki ek lohar ki? One stroke method. You practice bhakti and all those other things you automatically achieve. There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, a devotee who is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the core of his heart, all the other good qualities and all the other benefits of doing Ashwamedh Yajnas, doing Gomedh Yajnas, or visiting holy places, taking bath for thousands and thousands of times in Kumbh Mela and other things, or doing Yajna, doing Dana, doing Tapa, all this automatically come for a person who is performing devotional service. So there is one story which comes in one Vedic scripture, and it clearly describes the glories of devotional service. The story is story of Nachiketas. So one small boy was there, Nachiketas, whose father was giving charity of cows to Brahmanas. And this fellow was observing, the son was observing, that father is even giving the old and useless cows in charity to Brahmanas. So he was asking his father, father, one day if I become old and useless, or right now also, I am not of much use to you, so will you give me also in charity to someone? And the father was busy giving the cows in charity, so he was getting little bit disturbed. So he said, okay, I will give you also one day in charity to Yamraj. And this was Satyuga. So what people said they did. So suddenly he realized, my God, what have I done? And then sure enough, this boy had to go to the abode of Yamraj. When he reached the abode of Yamraj, Yamraj was not there. Yamraj had gone out on vacation. So he had to wait for Yamraj to return. And he was waiting the first day, Yamraj did not return. Second day, he did not return. At the end of the third day, Yamraj returned. And because Yamraj made him wait for 3 days, Yamraj said, I'll give you 3 boons, you ask me. And then the boy asked, Nachiketa is asking 3 boons. Let us see what boons he is going to ask Yamraj. If we go to Yamraj, what boons we are going to ask? So first boon he asked, please send me to heavenly planets after I finish my talk with you. I said, okay, that is very easy, go. Second boon, please send me back to the earth, and also please let my father forget about whatever happened. Okay, done. And the third boon, Nachiketa asks, please tell me the truth. What is there beyond birth and death? How to achieve permanently freedom from cycle of birth and death? How to not undergo repetitive births in all these different species of life? How to avoid unhappiness? How to always be completely blissful? And Yamraj said, hey, not this. Ask some other boon. Nachiketa said, no. This boon only I want. You tell me, how can I get out of cycle of birth and death? Yamraj said, no. I can give you, dhanam. I can give you janam. I can give you sundarim. I can give you, you were asking about heavenly planets. I can give you such a life in heavenly planets that millions and millions of years will pass, but your strength for doing sankratikarma will not decrease. I can give you chariots. Ask me not, Nachiketas, the truth beyond this world, but let me give you this and this and this and that. Yamraj gave him an entire list, which we can find in today's advertisements, movies and all other things. So people want Mercedes Benz and other things, and Yamraj is offering him chariots. We may think, no, I don't want chariot. But actually, in those days, what was chariot? Today is Benz and BMWs and other things. So he offered him all the things. Take all this, but don't ask me that. And Nachiketa said, what, Yamraj? Do you think I can enjoy all these things while remembering that one day I have to meet you again? Appointment with death is sure at the end of the life, how much ever long it is. So how can I enjoy all these things? So then Yamraj said, Theek hai, I was testing you. And then Yamraj told him the truth and told him about devotional service. So this is the glory of devotional service, which is described in the Vedic scriptures. All other things can make us attain this and this and that. For example, Hiranyakashipu achieved by the dint of austerities, tapa. Such grand riches, palaces, chariots and other things. So many wives and so much of power. He attained it but did not become happy and satisfied. The proof is that he was going around looking for women to enjoy, which means he was not satisfied. If I am satisfied within, I don't look for things which are outside and try to attain them by force. If I am satisfied within, I don't envy anyone else. I don't lust. So Hiranyakashipu was not satisfied. That is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies in hundreds of verses, as Radha Govind Maharaj was describing 2 days back, that how Hiranyakashipu was, what kind of opulence he had in every way. But at the end, Bhagavatam says one verse, Khatak. It says, even after, despite of achieving all these things, Hiranyakashipu was not satisfied. In that one verse, Bhagavatam cancels all the previous verses. And now you look, go ahead. Who was satisfied? So Hiranyakashipu achieved so many things, but finally lost it all. And finally who achieved it? Prahlad Maharaj. Narasingadeva came, did the first operation, and killed Hiranyakashipu, and gave a whole kingdom to Prahlad. And Prahlad, what did he do? Did he do any big tapasya? He just, Hare Krishna. And he got it all. Ravana did so much austerities and achieved so much. But finally what happened? Lost it. He was not happy when he had it, and he was not happy when he lost it. And Vibhishan, Ram, 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 chanting the names of Ram. One day Ram came and said, now the entire kingdom is yours. I coronate you as the next king of Lanka. So this is the glory of bhakti. Bhakti already includes all the other benefits of all the other processes. And above all, it gives you Krishna Prem. When Dhruva Maharaj went and achieved Vishnu, and Vishnu said, now I am ready to give you whatever you want. Then what did Dhruva Maharaj say? No?
Sthana bilashi tapasi sthitoham.
He says that when I came here, actually I had abhilash of attaining a sthan, which is even bigger than my great-grandfather Brahma. But now I don't want any of those things. You know why? Because you have given me that jewel.
Kacham vichinvan api divyaratnam.
You have given me that jewel. I came here looking for broken pieces of glass, the things of this world. But you gave me your own devotional service. That is the highest. But still, Vishnu gave him all that. And above all, bhakti. You know? So we find that bhakti is like that. You know? It is glorified like that. And what is bhakti? Bhakti means love for God. Bhakti means desire to serve God. Desire to please God. That is bhakti. Bhakti means to desiring to please one personality. If I am worshipping the deities, I want to please these personalities. I am doing kirtan, I want to please all the devotees and Shishi God Nitai. That is the process. Bhakti simply means there is only single definition of bhakti. Desire to please a person. That person is Krishna. And his representative. Krishna is pleased by pleasing his representative. So Krishna consciousness teaches us, or bhakti path teaches us, how to become intimate relative of God. How to become a friend of God. You know? Prabhupada says in one lecture on Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mayavadis, they are not very intelligent. They simply want to become God. But devotees, we want to become father of God. And Krishna, he was lifting the chappal of Nanda Maharaj. If somebody says us to get chappals, we also feel ego problem. But Krishna was lifting chappal of Nanda Maharaj. You know? And Duryodhana was laughing at Krishna. Partha Sarathi. He has become Sarathi. But Krishna was smiling. For Krishna, it was an appreciation. Duryodhana was giving gali. And he thought that Krishna will become upset. But Krishna, for him it was an appreciation. Thank you. I love my devotees. Like that. You know? So, Krishna consciousness is the process which allows us to become an intimate relative of God. Like, when we see the process of Karma Yoga, so we find in that Karma Yoga, senses are engaged. I do some work and give fruit to Krishna. So my senses are engaged. In Ashtang Yoga, intelligence is engaged. You learn all the different asanas and other different things. And intelligently you perform very nicely, all of them, keeping a balance. And then in Jnana Yoga, mind is engaged. Speculative process of knowledge. Cultivation of knowledge. But in Bhakti, soul is engaged. We find in the Bhagavad Gita, above senses there is mind, Indriyabhya Param Manaha. And then above mind, there is intelligence. And above intelligence, there is soul itself. So soul itself is engaged in the process of bhakti yoga. And obviously along with soul, all other things are also engaged. Like our senses are engaged, our minds are engaged, our intelligence is engaged, like that. And that is the whole process of Vaishnavism. And that is the difference between Vaishnavism and Brahmanism, Brahmanical culture. Brahmana means what? He also does all the Vedic processes. He does dana, he does tapa, he also has jnana, he has karma, he has all those things. But that spirit of pleasing God is not there. That love for God is not there. And bhakti means it includes that. So Vaishnava is already Brahmana. A Vaishnava is already a Karma Yogi. A Vaishnava is already a Jnana Yogi. Everything is included in bhakti. It's like sometimes you have master key, no? So there may be so many different keys, but there is a master key or there is a master password. A single password for everything. So bhakti yoga is like that. And especially in this bhakti yoga, the process of chanting is the topmost process in this age of Kali Yoga. Because by chanting we get all other things also. When we chant the holy name, we will soon get association of devotees. Like Ajamila chanted. We are discussing about Ajamila. When Ajamila chanted the holy name of the Lord, Narayana, immediately 4 Vishnudutas came. So by chanting he got association of devotees. And apart from association, we also get knowledge of God. When the Vishnudutas talked to the Yamadutas, Ajamila got knowledge about devotional service. He got knowledge about compassion of Krishna. And that transformed his heart. And when the heart was transformed, he got the third benefit of chanting. What is that? Engagement in devotional service. He got association of Vishnudutas. He got the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And when they left and his heart was transformed, he repented in gratitude. And then he engaged himself in Krishna consciousness. He went to Haridwar, started performing bhakti. And finally, what is the fourth advantage of doing devotional service, doing chanting? One goes back to Godhead. He performed devotional service at Haridwar and then he went back to Godhead. So these are the four advantages or four benefits one gets by performing Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada also gave us this process of Bhagavad Dharma. He gave us two processes, Bhagavad Dharma and Pancharatrika Dharma, or Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. So what is the advantage of both the Vidhis? In Pancharatrika Vidhi, we learn how not to forget Krishna. For example, we are worshipping the deities. So we take care of the number of times you offer something, argyam and other things. And how you offer, when you offer, you follow the cleanliness, you mantras, mudras and all those things. So you remember, okay, like this I have to do, like this I have to do. So you don't forget Krishna. You become very conscious. While taking bath also you remember, I have to worship Krishna. So I have to take bath like this, I have to wear fresh clothes like that. So Pancharatrika Vidhi helps us not to forget Krishna. And Bhagavad Vidhi of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, you know, what we are talking about here, that helps one to remember Krishna. So when we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, when we dance in the Kirtan, when we associate with devotees, by that process of Bhagavad Vidhi, we remember Krishna more. That is the process. And all Mahajanas also followed this process. Whoever are great acharyas, great souls in the scriptures, we find that they all followed this process of Bhakti Yoga. That itself proves that Bhakti Yoga is topmost. You know, if all the great souls are doing the same thing, choosing from all the paths, they are choosing the Bhakti Yoga path. That itself proves, beyond all philosophical discussions, that Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. I can also follow the same thing. Just like in a class, in a college or in a school, all the students see, "Arre, toppers are all following this book. No? That means I can also follow this book." He need not find out how this book is better and this book is best. If the toppers are following this book, I can also follow. So Mahajanas are also following Krishna consciousness, the process of Bhakti Yoga. Now within Bhakti Yoga, the interaction between Krishna and devotee, or Krishna and Jiva, how it happens is on basis of four factors. Which means, as it is described in Bhagavad Gita, that the living entity has come to the material world out of envy for Krishna. Desiring to become himself God. Desiring to himself usurp the position of being the supreme enjoyer. But when he comes to material world, Krishna attracts his heart back by two qualities. Especially two qualities. What are those two qualities of Krishna which attract a living entity's heart back to him? First is beauty. Krishna's beauty or Krishna's sweetness. And second is Krishna's compassion. By these two qualities, Krishna attracts the living entity back to him. Like that song is there, no? Madhuram, Madhura, Madhura Ashtakam. Adharam Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Hasitam Madhuram, Ridayam Madhuram, Gamanam Madhuram, Madhuradhipate Rakhilam Madhuram. So in this song, it is described that everything about Krishna is sweet. Krishna is the emperor of sweetness. So Krishna's beauty is also very, very sweet. Like, we find one of the names of Krishna is Madana Mohana. So in this world, everyone is attracted by Cupid or Madana, the desire for doing sense gratification. Everyone is attracted to that. But Madana is attracted to Krishna. You know? And that's why Krishna is called Madana Mohan or Madana Mohan. One who makes even Madan mad. One who attracts even Madana. And Radharani is Madana Mohan Mohini. Like that. And even Krishna's killing is also Madhuram. Like we see how Krishna killed Putana. You know? Simply by sucking the milk out of her body. Can somebody kill somebody like that? And how Krishna killed the pride of Kaliya by dancing on him. What a sweet way of killing also. Isn't it? And after Krishna kills also, person goes, person is liberated. Putana went back to Godhead. What an amazingly sweet person Krishna is, isn't it? Just think about it. If someone has come to kill us, sometimes somebody comes to, you know, beat us or comes to argue with us. That time itself we become like, okay, I will also show him what I am. But here, Putana has come to kill Krishna, but Krishna is ready to send her back to Godhead in a very beautiful way. Like that. And Krishna's touch is also auspicious and beautiful. Like Lord Ram touched Ahalya, who was in the form of stone. And that stone turned into a woman, a beautiful woman. And then she started worshipping Lord Ram. So that is Krishna. Krishna attracts us by his beauty. When Dhruva Maharaj, as we were discussing, saw the beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, all the contaminations, whatever were remaining also by that time, were also completely gone. 3 days back when Devkinand was giving class, he was discussing about this thief who went to Vrindavan to steal the jewels of Shyamasundar. Because he had heard in a Bhagavatam class that Krishna wears this, Krishna wears that, Krishna wears necklace, Krishna wears kundala, Krishna wears kavacha and all those things. And all are made of gold and jewels and diamonds. So when he heard all that, he thought, my God, once I do this theft, I don't need to do any other thing in my entire life. So he went to Vrindavan, intensely thinking of Krishna. And as he was describing that, he was waiting there and thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna. Then finally Krishna came. And when Krishna came, already he was quite purified by thinking of Krishna. And by taking darshan of Krishna, he was completely purified. So this is the result of Krishna's, this is the result of when a devotee sees Krishna's beauty. Many people come here, sometimes they don't even interact with devotees. But Radharas Bihari attract them. No doubt about it. And second quality of Krishna is Krishna's compassion. That Krishna attracts a devotee's heart by his compassion. See, sometimes, how we can understand that Krishna is compassionate, Krishna is merciful. Like sometimes, we say to someone, Prabhu, so suppose he is not looking at our side. It happens, Sunkar ansuna kar diya, aisa bolte hain Hindi mein. Ki he has heard us, but still he is pretending as if he has not heard. Then again you say, Prabhu, and he is not looking at you only. 3-4 times you say, and then you become so upset, right? When somebody neglects us, somebody overlooks us, we really become frustrated. And we become angry with that person. Next time even that person comes with a big gift or big plate of Mahaprasad, we don't, go away from front of my eyes. I don't even want to see you. But just imagine, Krishna is there in the form of Paramatma in our heart. Since so many lifetimes. And we have been neglecting him thoroughly. Every moment Krishna is giving so many, please come back to devotional service. Please become a devotee. Please don't do this wrong thing. Please do this right thing. But we have been neglecting him. And even after all this, one day somebody comes and tells us, please chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we say, okay, let me chant. Now from inside Krishna doesn't say, now I will not allow you only to chant. No. Krishna is still fine. And Krishna says, if you chant my holy name once also inoffensively, I'll forgive all those sins you have done. My God, it's a height of something, no? See, sometimes you go to some shopkeeper or some sabji wala and you bargain. He says, 25 rupees kg. You say, no, 22 rupees kg and this and that. But Krishna is like, so much discount he is giving. You just chant one holy name and he is ready to give you things beyond this world. Who can give us that? It's like giving the least and getting the maximum. Only Krishna can do that. That is Krishna's compassion. And Krishna's heart is very soft. We find that. Because of compassion, Krishna's heart is very, very soft. For example, that story of Mahabharata in which Drupada and Drona, these two were friends in Gurukul in their childhood. And later on, Drona becomes a wonderful Brahmana, becomes a guru of Kshatriyas, and Drupada becomes the king. But when Drona goes to Drupada, Drupada refuses to even acknowledge him as his friend and forgets that promise to give him what he had promised to give. But on the other hand, so we see that because Drupada had that high prestige and lot of wealth and position as king, he was not ready to recognize Drona as his friend, who was a simple Brahmana, not, he was very poor and all. But when Krishna received Sudama, now who is Krishna? He is the king of all kings. He is the Satvatam Pati, husband of everyone eternally. And Lakshmi Sahastra Shata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Sakada Sakado, Lakshmi is serving that Krishna. And that Krishna welcomed Sudama with all his heart, embraced him and gave him everything. Gave him his own simhasan to sit, gave him his own bed and engaged even Lakshmi ji to serve that Sudama. So Krishna gets purchased by the love of his devotees. So much compassionate he is. Actually, time is little less, only 10 minutes are there. So we'll discuss now about the two qualities of devotee which attracts Krishna. I was telling you about four qualities, you know, which make the relationship between living entity and Krishna again thick. So two qualities are from Krishna's side by which Krishna attracts the living entity: beauty and compassion. And two qualities are from devotee's side. Devotee also needs some quality. It's not only Krishna that attracts. Krishna is doing his job of attracting, and devotee also has to become attractive to be attracted by Krishna. So those two qualities Prabhupada describes are eagerness, or called as rati. Rupa Goswami says rati. And second is humility or danyata. So what are these qualities? Like in one verse, Rupa Goswami says, I don't know whether Rupa Goswami or someone of our acharyas, they say that at any cost, if in the market eagerness for Krishna is available, then go, buy it. Isn't it? Actually, these qualities are very natural even in material world. If somebody has to achieve something from other person, some charity. For example, sometimes we go to Vrindavan in yatras, and this small kids, no? Brajvasi kids, sometimes they come behind. Prabhuji, Prabhuji, kuch do, kuch do, kuch do, ek rupya do, ye do, wo do. They come behind. And you say, no, please, please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or you give some prasad. No, Prabhuji, do. My God, they come just behind you, and they don't leave you only. They're so eager, no? And when you look at them, it's not like, do na ek rupya. Not like that. please, bhook laga hai, itne din se khaya nahi, dekho ye nahi hai, wo nahi hai. It's like very humble. please, aapka bhala hoga, ye hai, wo hai, Radharani aapko bless karengi. Very humble. And when you see that humility and eagerness combined in a person, you also feel, arre nahi, dena chahiye kuch to. Bhale hi main brahmachari hoon, kuch to dena chahiye. Isn't it? It happens, no? You go in the train, and some deenhin person comes, some beggar, you know, his heart toota hua hai, ye hua hai, you know, so broken limbs are there, and he's like, please, I have not eaten since last 3 days. He's humble as well as he's eager. He's in need. And then you, okay, I want to give him something. But if somebody comes, you know, please give me 1 rupees. What 1 rupees? I'll not give you anything. You go away from here. Isko to prasad bhi mat do. You feel like that. Somebody is like that. No? You feel you should not give him prasad also. So these are the qualities actually which wins the heart of any person. So what about eagerness? Like we have so many Vaishnava songs, no? What is that? Radha Krishna Pranamura Yugala Kishore. In that song he says, how? I will make a beautiful jhula, an altar for the Radha and Krishna. I'll prepare the tambula. The pan, and I will prepare, I will do chamar. Now when you read that song, he's not saying, I will do preaching or I will do big things and all. It's very, very simple things, isn't it? Making garland. Gathiya mala tir mala. Like that he's singing, you know? Very simple things actually. But that desire to serve Krishna pleases him completely, that eagerness to serve Krishna. It's not that by doing this only we please Krishna or by doing that only. Just by that simple, genuine, loving eagerness to serve Krishna without expecting anything else in return. Selfless, pure devotion service. I mean, pure devotion service itself is selfless. Then, so that is called rati. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Like that. Like there is one disciple was asking to his Guruji, Guruji, how to become, what is the meaning of this eagerness for Krishna? What is the meaning of this rati? You know? So the Guruji said, you should want Krishna. No, more than anything else in your life. He said, but I want Krishna anyways. So Guruji said, you should want Krishna and only Krishna, intensely. He said, how do I understand that? Then Guruji said, okay, come with me. So Guruji took him on one boat in a river or in a lake. They went in the middle of the lake and then Guruji put him down. Suddenly Guruji pushed him. When he was not very careful, he pushed him into the water. And our disciple is inside the water and is drowning. And Guruji all the more, he caught his hand and put his head down below the water. And disciple is like, and just when he was about to die, Guruji pulled him out. And then he breathed. Then Guruji asked him, so, Shishya, what did you want at right now, at this moment? What was the thing which you wanted very much in your life? I just wanted to breathe. And anything else, what else did you want? Nothing else. This is great happiness. I just want to breathe. And Guruji said, like that you do want, Krishna. Then you will get. So actually, this eagerness is required, you know, for a devotee. Prabhupada had that eagerness actually. Prabhupada had that feeling of urgency. When he went to America, even two heart attacks could not stop him. Sometimes we go for preaching and one dog is there on the street. And we said, Prabhuji, wo kutta hai, the dog is there, I'll not go today. And some small thing or some small thing happened, at least in my life I noticed, you know, some small thing happens and we get, you know, we feel problem. But actually, a great devotee, a Vaishnava, he has great eagerness to serve Krishna. Great eagerness, you know. His heart is longing to serve Krishna. I just, some examples I had made. And by that eagerness, no, he wins Krishna's heart, you know. Like for example, see, eagerness itself actually is related to love. If I have love for the Lord, then I'll be eager to serve Him. I'll be eager to do anything for Him. So, for example, when Hanuman was so eager to serve Lord Ram, ready to do anything, went to Lanka and did so much. And when he returned back, and he did over service also, no? Not over service, extra service also, burning. So when he returned back to Kishkindha Kshetra where Lord Ram was waiting, and informed Lord Ram, I found Mother Sita, I have burnt Ravana's this, and I have done this and that. And actually, when Ram was not hearing all these things. When he heard that Sita is found, Lord Ram was completely in tears. And he said to Hanuman, Hanuman, how can I repay back for this service? How can I ever repay back? So much love you are showing to me. How will I ever be able to repay back? I don't have anything to give you in return for this service which you have done to me. I don't have anything in the entire three worlds. I don't have anything in the entire creation to give you. The only thing which I think is befitting to award you is my embrace. And then Lord Ram embraced Hanuman. Lord Chaitanya, before taking sannyas some days back, he was speaking to his close associates like Shiva Shakur and all. He used to cry and used to say, how will I give up the company of devotees like you, Shivas, who don't even care for your own family members? Your son died, but you are more concerned about my happiness, that my kirtan should not be interrupted. How will I ever give up the association of devotees like you? And Shivas was wondering why he has to give up. They did not know Lord's plan. So Lord is really attracted by the eagerness of his devotees to serve him. When Prabhupada saw the eagerness of his disciples to assist him, Prabhupada many times in many lectures we see Prabhupada says, that I am very, very thankful. To two personalities, Prabhupada would always give all the credit. To Bhakti Saraswati Thakur and to all his disciples. You American boys and girls, you European boys and girls, actually you all have done everything, you know. And then they would say, no, Prabhupada, you have done everything. Like that, it would go on. So we see actually how a young boy serves a young girl, isn't it? Yuvati naam yatha, you know, there is a verse like that. How a young boy serves a young girl, no? He's ready to do anything. Girl says, I want that juice, he brings that juice. Isn't it? You know? Kaho, tumhar liye, chand tare tod launga, sitare tod launga. How eager he is, no? To serve. Of course, he cannot do that. But he's ready to do that. He has that desire. But devotee can actually do that. You know? Devotee can do anything for Krishna. By the grace of Krishna. You know? Said, no? Hanuman could go to Lanka and do all these things by the grace of Ram only, for Ram. No? Like that. Or how a mother serves his son, her son, or her daughters. Mother is so eager always, ready to do anything. Like that. And second quality which we are seeing is humility or danyata. This is highly pleasing to Krishna. For example, we see Prithu Maharaj in 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prithu Maharaj was being troubled by Indra. Indra was coming again and again. Indra somehow has a nature of getting into all the pastimes. You know, he manages somehow or other. So Indra was troubling Prithu Maharaj by stealing the horse again and again and by interrupting. Actually, Prithu Maharaj did not want to become Indra. He simply wanted to do 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas for the benefit of Praja, which was his duty as the king. But Indra, because people see the world, you know, by the spectacles which they wear. You know, world is a mirror of one's own consciousness. If I like ice cream, I think others also like ice cream. If I like chapati, I think others also like chapati. If I like rice, I think others also like rice. So Indra thought he also wants to become Indra only, because Indra himself wanted to always remain Indra. So Indra was interrupting, and Prithu Maharaj had no mistake at all. But when Brahmaji came, Brahmaji requested Prithu Maharaj. I think Brahmaji only came, no? Brahmaji requested Prithu Maharaj. Are you are a more mature person? Why don't you bow down? Why don't you become humble for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord? And Prithu Maharaj agreed. That is humility. Okay, it's not my mistake, but still I am being told that why don't you change? And that was so pleasing. See, why do we do yajna? What does Bhagavad Gita say? Yajna is done to please Krishna, isn't it? Yajna arthat karmano yatra lokoyam karma bandhana. You know? No, not this verse. This verse only? This verse only? Yajna is done for pleasing Lord Krishna. So, but Prithu Maharaj did not do yajna. But Vishnu came. Because he did not do yajna, Vishnu came on his chariot, on his Vahana, Garuda. And you know that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Amazing, beautiful verses. Garudaji came, and when Vishnu got down from Garudaji, then Garudaji was standing here, just like we see Krishna Balaram, no? Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir, Krishna Balaram Mandir Vrindavan. So like, he's standing like this, no? Like this on his shoulder. So similarly, Vishnu was standing, keeping his hand on the shoulder of Garuda and just looking at Prithu Maharaj and smiling. And then Shukdev Goswami says Vishnu wanted to go back. Bahut ho gaya, lot of time had passed. But Vishnu could not go back. No? Could not go back. He simply wanted to stare at his devotee Prithu, because Prithu had done such amazing thing. By not doing yajna, he did the yajna. Because yajna means pleasing Krishna. You know? So bhakti means pleasing Krishna. And especially a person who is humble, he really pleases Krishna. Once one devotee was asking Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that Maharaj, how to become humble? So Maharaj explained, humble doesn't mean you think, I am low, I am having so much lust, I am having this, I am having that, and I think I am the most sinful person and this and that. He said, this is all false ego, false pride. I am this, I am this, I am that. Humility means, I am nothing, I am insignificant. Krishna is everything. Krishna is this, Krishna is this, Krishna is that, Krishna is so loving, Krishna is amazing. That is the meaning of humility. Like, if this is one line, you know, suppose this is one line, you know. So how to make this line smaller? By drawing a bigger line. There is a bigger line. So in front of this line automatically becomes insignificant. So we cannot say that, no, I don't have any good quality. No. Somebody says, Prabhuji, you did wonderful service. No. Okay. But this is all by mercy of Krishna. This is all by mercy of Guru. That is called humility. Humility doesn't mean, no, I did not do. Are, but you did, no? We saw you did. So humility doesn't mean, not like I did not do this, or I don't exist only. No. No, you are there. Krishna is also there, and Krishna is very amazing. No, that is the meaning of humility. Like that. So, when Krishna sees such eagerness in the heart of devotees, Krishna becomes pleased by them. I'll just take 3-4 minutes more. Like in Prabhupada's Leelamrita, we find in the early days of New York, when these devotees, these new hippies who became followers of Srila Prabhupada, one day they thought, we want to please Swamiji. So they went to Indian custom shop, just like we go to American custom shop. They went to Indian custom shop. They brought whatever they thought was Indian. Somebody brought Hanumanji's whole thing. They said, this is like looking like a big cat, looks like from India only. Let us get it. Somebody got Kali Ga. ऐसा कुछ तो मिला पोस्टर, तो दे गॉट इट. Somebody got राधा कृष्ण थिंग, somebody got a carpet which was made in India, you know, using some nice artwork and all. Different things they got, and they put it in that room, 26 Second Avenue. You know, whole day, from morning to afternoon to evening, they were preparing. You know, and they put the Hanuman outside, they put the Kali in the left, and by Krishna's arrangement, they put the Radha Krishna on the backdrop from the Vyasasan. And evening Swamiji came. They used to call him Swamiji. He opened the door. You know, Prabhupada
Soho.
And Swamiji moved around. Went outside, saw the big Hanuman. And all their hearts are like... And then finally Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasan. And then Prabhupada gave a big smile. No, I think you all are advancing. Haribo! And they all... And then Prabhupada said, you are eager to serve Krishna and Krishna's representative. That is a sign that you are advancing. Krishna is being merciful to you. So when, you see, and that is very natural for a devotee. Like Sridhar Maharaj, when he was so sick in his last days, final days in Mayapur, just before Gaur Purnima, 2 days before Gaur Purnima, he told to his servant, this I read in the book Many Moons by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. So Sridhar Maharaj told his servant, I don't want to leave my body on Gaur Purnima day. I should leave my body after Gaur Purnima, anytime, I don't mind. But I have this one last desire to Krishna. So servant asking, why Maharaj? Why this specific desire? So Sridhar Maharaj said, so many Prabhupada disciples have come, so many devotees have come from all over the world to celebrate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. And if I leave my body, just because I have spent a lot of time in Prabhupada's movement, the celebration will become my disappearance. The focus should not change. This is a even by death he wants to serve Krishna. Such an eagerness. You know, I heard Radha Govind Maharaj was telling to some devotee, ki main aapko hriday se bata raha hu ki Krishna ne mere saath bada sneh kiya hai. Ye jo bhi bimari wagera dekar. Actually, if a person doesn't have genuine humility in loving devotional service, he cannot speak this. Cannot speak. Same thing was spoken by Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. Practically same thing. You know. So when Krishna sees, you know, one is ready to become humble, Krishna is so pleased. You know. And in Prabhupada time, so many devotees, they gave up big, big things. Giriraj Maharaj was so rich, so rich. Single son, you know, learned, you know, so much wealthy. Practically all the things which can be there with a person, young American boy, everything was there. Left everything. Surrender to Srila Prabhupada. So, like this, in this way, a devotee who is humble and eager to serve is very, very pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna also attracts such a devotee's heart by his beauty and compassion. And that's why this servitorship is so beautiful, so sweet. Even Krishna comes in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste that servitorship, to taste that humility, to taste that eagerness to serve. And he also is attracted by Krishna's compassion and by beauty. So we also pray to Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada's greatest gifts in the form of his books, in the form of holy name, in the form of his loving devotees attract our hearts, and we can also attract Krishna's heart by getting attracted to him. Especially by chanting the holy name very, very sincerely, and by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, and by serving the Vaishnavas, by spreading the glories of holy name. I'll just end with this last thing. His Holiness Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj, when he was giving 3 days back Brahmachari class, so we had asked him one question, that can you tell us something that will be inspired to preach Krishna consciousness? So he said one amazing thing. He said one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is ISKCON? And what should be the activities of ISKCON devotees? So Prabhupada replied in 6 words, Maharaj said. What are the 6 words? Chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. What are the 6 words? Chant Hare Krishna, spread Hare Krishna. And that's what all our acharyas, Vartaman and previous acharyas are trying to do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So let us ourselves also take part in this process, the most supreme process of Bhakti Yoga, and get purified and attain all the other benefits also. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.